Local hotel employee union members are celebrating what they say is a major win against the Sheraton Anchorage Hotel. A federal judge has sided with Unite Here, Local 878, in many of its complaints against the hotel. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Anna Rodriguez worked as a housekeeping supervisor at the Sheraton Anchorage. She says she was fired from her job there last December because of her union activities. But Thursday, Anna says housekeepers at the Sheraton will benefit from a court decision which will give them back their 30-minute breaks and reduce the number of rooms that they must clean each day from 17 to 15.
Well, it's very hard to do those 17 rooms for the ladies. Some of them are cutting their break in order to finish their 17 rooms. Some of them getting hurt because of the stress and the hurry to finish the 17 rooms. Otherwise, they get in trouble if they don't finish the 17 rooms.
She says Sheraton management upped the number of rooms a maid must clean in a workday, and that's just one of the complaints the union filed against the hotel with the National Labor Relations Board. Thursday, Unite Here officials announced a victory in the ongoing dispute with the Sheraton. Vince Beltrami, president of Alaska's AFL-CIO, says the decision by Washington, D.C.-based administrative law judge Gregory Z. Meyerson has vindicated workers' rights.
This company broke the law. They violated the rights of these workers. And these workers need to be commended for standing up for their rights, for doing what they know is right to ensure just nothing but decent treatment in the workplace. These workers haven't asked for huge raises and outlandish, you know, requests from management. They basically said, let us keep doing our jobs, don't try to add more to what we do, pay us reasonably, and give us the and let us retain the health care that we've had for contracts for years.
The union brought 16 complaints of labor violations against the Sheraton to court, among them objections to the replacement of the union-sponsored medical plan with a company-selected plan, and the hotel's refusal to accept the union as the lawful representative of the hotel's hourly wage workers. Marvin Jones, president of Unite Here Local 878, says the dispute with the Sheraton began when the hotel management was taken over by a Texas company, Remington Lodging and Hospitality. Jones says the hotel workers involved in the dispute are longtime employees that make their home in Anchorage.
The company thought that being in Alaska would be an easy target. I think that backfired. The workers have been much stronger than they anticipated.
Judge Meyerson's decision validated about half of the allegations the union brought against the hotel. Carl Terrell, an attorney for Remington, said in an email the NLRB is biased and that he is not surprised by Judge Meyerson's decision. Terrell says Remington is pleased that the judge sided with the Sheraton on several important issues, quote, including his determination that the hotel negotiated in good faith. The judge's decision is only a recommendation to the board in Washington as to how it should rule. We will be filing exceptions to the parts of the judge's adverse recommendation that we disagree with, unquote. Terrell says many hotel employees voted to stay out of the union and that the Sheraton is fighting to protect their rights. Despite Judge Meyerson's August 25th decision, the dispute is far from over. Union President Marvin Jones says a boycott against the Sheraton will continue.
Well, the next step is we have to continue with the attitude that we will fight one day longer. I mean, that's really the attitude that we have to have. It's been the thing that has kept these members' spirits up. And that if we have the attitude, then people are not disappointed or frustrated with how long this is going to take, because we understand that management's intention is to break the will of the people, is to break this local financially.
Jones says an employee contract with the Sheraton is still on the table. I'm Ellen Lockyer.